Okay, we're on the air, right? All right, this is the Bettendorf Board of Adjustment on November 11th. Can we have a roll call?
Falk?
Here.
Howe?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Stelp?
Here.
Alliger?
Here.
Item two is a review of the board procedures, and if there's someone in the audience that doesn't have an agenda, there's one on the podium in the back. The board is comprised of five members who are appointed by the mayor. It's our responsibility to interpret the city zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. We hold public hearings, such as we're holding this afternoon, once a month. Applications are submitted to the city staff. City staff, in turn, sends out each member of the board a fact sheet. It's up to each of the members to go out and look at the sites in question and then come prepared to the public hearing like we're having this afternoon, prepared to make a decision on that question. If you would like to make a comment, I'd ask that you go to the podium in the back so we can duly record the correspondence that's going on in this meeting. We allow objectors to speak, and we also allow the applicants to speak. So with that in mind, we'll go ahead and get started. Item three, the board to review and approve the minutes of the meeting of October the 13th, 2011.
Make a motion we approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes of October 13th. They've been seconded. Is there any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. The motion's carried to approve the minutes of October the 13th. Item four, the board to hold a public hearing on the following items. The first one is A, case 11-070 at 2561 53rd Avenue. This is a C2 district. The request for a variance to allow outdoor operations submitted by 53rd Avenue Pizzeria LLC. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
And you have a staff report, John.
Mr. Chairman, if you would allow, I believe that we'll just do the single presentation. Both of the cases are regarding the same property and the same issues at hand. The location is at the corner of 53rd Avenue and Brentwood Drive. It is the building located at the northeast corner of the Crow Ridge Shopping Center. And it only involves approximately half the building, a little bit less than half the building, on the north end. 53rd Avenue Pizzeria would like to open a pizzeria at this location. Ancillary part of the business would be to serve alcohol alongside of the pizza if you were to stay on site and eat the pizza. And that's the reason for the two different requests here this evening. This is the outdoor service area. Apologize for the darkness of it, but that's the best I could get given the light that's up here. It occupies just the small end of the north side of what will be the pizzeria. There are three moderate size, I would say, service tables at that location, and then one very small service table that has two chairs. You could possibly get three or perhaps even four around that one if you were to really crowd around it. This would be the only area under discussion for the outdoor service area and the related ancillary alcohol served alongside of the pizza. This has been two previous businesses that served food, and the outdoor service has been at this site since the conception of the first business. It has continued throughout the whole time that this place has been opened. It has not expired for over a year. Because the nature of what's being served here has changed, it used to be ice cream, then it was more of a health food kind of place, and now that it's changing to a pizzeria with the ancillary alcohol service with it, we thought it should be reviewed at least one more time before that approval was given, and that's the reason we brought it back before you. The outdoor food service has always been allowed and will continue to be allowed. Staff feels that we want you to review whether you're going to allow the alcohol service to be just inside, inside or outside, or whatever your choices are in that area. This type of request, and as a matter of fact, this type of setup is not unusual throughout the city of Bettendorf. Governors at Middle Road and Devil's Glen Road has the outdoor service area where they serve, primarily to serve food, but they also have the alcohol service along ancillary part of the food service. Caddy Sports Bar and Grill has that same type of setup. You reviewed that process as it came here. Pappy's Bar and Bites, and that's right, if it's not next door, it's very close to where Grinder's Spaghetti House is. That's a predominantly Mexican type food, also has the outdoor service area of the food and beverage. And in fact, Grinders itself has outdoor service area, and they also serve food and beverage alongside of it. So this is a not an unusual type of request for these types of businesses. Staff reviewed the surrounding residences, and in your staff report, you can see that the closest residences are on Brentwood Drive. 268 feet away is the closest one. The next one is on the north side, approximately 290 plus feet, and then over on Rose Hill Drive is 327 feet away. These are the three closest residential properties to the request. Again, I apologize for the darkness of the area, but this is the outdoor service area. On the top picture, we are looking from the west of the building due east, and the two residential houses on Brentwood are approximately in those areas behind this building. I am now on the bottom picture, standing in the driveway of the closest resident to this business. That's the one that I believe was right here. So in the next picture on the bottom, I'm standing in that driveway. The service area is on the opposite side of the building right there. Then I'm taking a picture from the actual outdoor service area looking due north to the next residential area on the north side of 53rd Avenue, which has a berm. And on top of the berm is a 6-foot high fence. And then, of course, you have the vegetation barrier on top of that as well. Each of you at your desk there should have three letters of objections. The first letter of objection came from 2406 Linwood Drive, and that's located here. Again, the X showing where the outdoor service area would be. The second letter that you have in your possession is from 2761 Heather Glen, and that's this residence here. And the third letter that you have is from 2614, and that's from this property up here. Staff did review the 9 points that's required for the special use review, and the results of staff's investigation of those points is in your packets. I don't believe we'll go over those individually. If you do have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them. And I believe that summarizes the case, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, John. Is the applicant here and wishing to make any comments?
I'm Mark Romer. I'm the applicant for the new pizzeria. I'm just trying to start a business here in town, and I think it would be a good fit for the area. I've had other businesses and have businesses in the area, Bettendorf and Davenport. I don't have any pizzerias right now, but I've got Pints in Davenport. I started Harrington's in Bettendorf with an outdoor beer garden. I've sold that in the past 2 years. I've got Pints in Elmhurst, Illinois with a large outdoor service right next to a residential area. I've got a Pints in Iowa City as well. This pizzeria is going to look very similar to Pints cosmetically. Is that thunder or is that?
I hope not.
All right, sorry. It's going to be a warm, comfortable feeling. Outside, it is a small beer garden. I'm not going to expand it. I'm going to utilize what's there. One thing that John stated, those benches are now gone at the auction. They were auctioned off and taken out. I will be putting in, regardless if I get the outdoor liquor approval or not, I will be putting in more of a wrought iron type setting. They'll probably have 6 to 8 tables, a little smaller, more quaint, 4 per table. But beyond that, I want to be able to offer people to have a beer or a glass of wine or a mixed drink, whatever they would like with their meal if they choose to. And they don't have to if they don't want to. This isn't going to be a club type atmosphere. I know the way I read it, it was applied as like a bar, a tavern, or a club or something like that. It's clearly not that. We're more of a restaurant, or we will be. I would assume we will be. Now, this is a completely different venture than I've done in the past as a pizzeria, but I can't tell you if it's going to be 50-50 or 70-30 or 30-70. So that's why I wanted to come and be forthright and say, you know, I really don't know what the percentage of sales of alcohol versus food will be, but this is not going to be a kid's bar. It's going to be, I'm bringing a pizza oven in from Italy. I'm hiring a chef to run it. It's not going to be white tablecloth. We want it to be comfortable atmosphere. You walk in, if you're done mowing the yard or whatever, you can come in, grab a pie and watch the Hawkeye game or whatever. I want everybody to be comfortable, very simple atmosphere, but yet really good food at a reasonable price. I want to fit in with the neighbors. I didn't send out letters to the people to the north. It just slipped my mind. I think my assistant has in the last couple days. I don't know if they received them yet, but we did send letters out to people along, I believe it's Brentwood and the other one going east-west as well. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it's not loud, obnoxious, obtrusive. You know, we are going to have a little background music if possible, if that's allowed by the city. But it's just going to be a good atmosphere where people, you know, on a summer night or a spring, fall night, they can go out there and sit down and enjoy their meal.
What about your hours of operation, Mark?
Right now, we plan on serving food from 3 to 10, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday, and this is tentative, we're still kicking around, but Friday, Saturday, I believe it'll go 3 to midnight with food stopping at 11, and it'll close down at 12. And then Sunday, we're sort of not sure. We're sort of in the middle on this. It could be 12 to 8, or it's going to be an ongoing process, to be honest with you. But we're not looking at staying open until 2 a.m. We're not looking to, you know, I won't allow my staff to park on the public street. They'll park in the parking lot that's there. There's ample parking for everybody. In Elmhurst, actually, we've got to shut down the outdoor beer garden during the week at 11 and 12 on the weekends. So we need to shut it down. No noise. Everybody's got to come inside, and that's it. That's something that I'm willing to entertain if you guys present that to me. I'm pretty flexible. I just like to have the opportunity to let people sit out and enjoy some food outside. I really don't think it's going to be that loud. I mean, if you look at 53rd, that's a pretty loud street that people are zooming by on. I don't think you'll be able to hear our noise over that street, to be honest with you.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions while we have Mark on the stump there?
Something. You going to have drive-up service, Mark?
No, sir.
No drive-up, so the driveway around there will be...
Yeah, that's actually... there was supposed to be a bank, which I'm sure you guys knew about, that was supposed to go in on the other space, and they never actually built it out. But that was set up for the bank as well as the ice cream people that were in there previous to me. But no, we won't have drive-up. If these type of pizzas, it's a unique type of pizza where it cooks in 2 minutes, and it's really better if you eat it right there, right away. So for the first 90 to 120 days, we won't allow people to take pizzas out to eat because they won't taste as good as they should. And I don't want, it's a catch 22. People are going to be mad that I'm going to say, hey, you can't take it out, you know, which is sort of shooting myself in the foot. But if you experience it first here, you know what it's supposed to taste like. And then at that point, after we're open for a while, if we've got some fanatic people, which they really want it that badly, they can take it. But it's more for eat-in, to be honest.
Would it be very similar to Harris operation?
No, this is.
And Happy Joe's? Well, they serve beer.
Oh yeah, yeah. In that matter, I thought you meant as a pizza-wise. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely, very similar. Yeah, and Frank's right down the street. They do the same thing, and they don't have an outdoor area, but yeah, it's similar as, you know, the wine, beer, liquor. Mm-hmm. You know, and similar to Governor's, we're also going to offer some paninis. So we're going to, and the menu's not completely set. We're going to have some paninis that we offer. We're going to offer some nice desserts. We're still trying to figure out exactly what we're going to be. I know that sounds a little goofy. I should have had that figured out before I decided to lease the space.
Do you occupy the whole building or just
part? No, just 2,100 square feet on the northwest side.
Not quite the northern half.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole building is a little under 4,500 square feet.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Well, that's, we're going to give you that opportunity right now. So if there's anyone else that would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition, now's the time.
Mr. Romer, are you a resident of the Quad Cities? You are? Okay. All right. I wasn't sure of that, so I thought I would ask. I have
Give us
a
your name, please. So,
I'm sorry.
And your address, please.
My name is Jane Follis. I live at 2607 Heather Glen Circle. It's right across the street from the Seeds restaurant. The outdoor operations is of great concern to me because especially with music, I believe you mentioned that you would have some music, and that turns out to be quite a noisy and loud proposition. Also, the al fresco dining could be extremely noisy. We have children in our neighborhood that are under the age of 12. I have 5 altogether on either side of me and across the street. So I would really urge the board to take the utmost care in this decision. Also, Mr. Romer sounds like he is a very thoughtful person as far as wanting to fit in with the neighborhood. However, I heard him mention that he had sold some businesses. When you set a precedent of allowing the outdoor service with the background music or whatever kind of music, you're setting a precedent in that area, regardless of whether the good owner stays or sells and moves on. And that is an important consideration as well. So those are my concerns, and I thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you. Yes, Bill. Just so everyone's clear on what the request is tonight, the request is to be able to allow alcohol sales at this business. And the second request is to be able to allow alcohol sales outside on the outdoor service area. If it's just to serve pizza, food, or sandwiches, that use is already allowed. So they could have dining out here if they did not opt to have alcoholic beverages out there, just so everybody in the audience understands.
We do have noise ordinances within the city, too, so if it's too loud, it would be
That's
corrected.
Correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Well, excuse me, if I have something to comment about that. I've had experience.
Would you please go to the podium? We can't get it recorded properly if we don't.
I'm happy that you have ordinances to take care of the noise. But we went through that before with the Gabby's bar that's down by the Fairway store. We live north of 53rd. That is clear down on Devil's Glen. They had a band. We could hear the band music with our windows closed, trying to watch television. That's how loud it was. But the police claimed that they went in there with a decimeter and measured the decibels. And the result of that, of course, it was overt on the part of the police, so of course the decibels were turned down. As soon as the police left, the decibels were then turned up, and the whole half of Bettendorf was treated to a concert that we didn't really appreciate. I think that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you.
I'm Tom Paulus. I live in 2607 Heather Glen Circle, and wanted to make some comments that address just what you were talking about, the nature of the request and how that plays inside this zone, which has a history and has to be taken into account as we address any of these topics, such as a couple months ago when we had the request for the outdoor drinking and smoking in the back of the clubhouse. This would be a business of two different types. One, a pizzeria in an existing facility that has served food, then outdoor service for food type of operations, but would then, if the request is granted, extend this business beyond any of the requested waivers that have been accepted for the entire area that includes now predominantly a food court type of setup for that area that exists closely enclaved by the residential nature of the neighborhoods around it. So we, for the last 5 or 6 years that I've been involved with it, we have taken care to understand that this is a special purpose property or area that has to be considered against the residential needs. And secondly, that we have a progression of waivers and decisions that all say we're going to have food, we're going to have business, but up to this point, the food is predominantly indoors, and especially if there is alcohol involved. No other location in that immediate vicinity has outdoor service of food or alcohol. So while the outdoor service was at the former place where the beach is now operating, where they've closed up, they did have outdoor service. They did not have the alcohol to the degree that we were talking about. So now you're going to do that for this particular location, and it's going to be in a place where we already have noise problems with the clubhouse at after hours. We didn't know until last meeting that by virtue of becoming a tavern or whatever, or the last meeting that addressed the clubhouse, that somehow operating till 2 in the morning is something to be expected when you're a business with a tavern or bar type of structure to your business. Now you want to open that up for a residential area with another bar and tavern type situation now on the facing the road, and now having a lot of traffic that's going to go in and out and directly across from that other residence, which is where I live. So all in all, this is a step that does not need to be taken. It would set a new level of extending yourself way out to have alcohol in the residential area, alcoholic type of business in the residential area, and have the noise level go up and the activity extend more to after hours. And I'm considering 10 o'clock in a residential area and beyond to be after hours. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to make any comments, either in favor of or in opposition?
I'm Tyler Drever. I live on Lindenwood Drive, the big field, and then it's my house right after that big field from his place. Yeah, right there. Sounds like a good place, actually. I frequent his other bars, Pints and Harrington's, Pints quite a lot. All the places that you guys referenced, Governor's, Caddies, Poppies, Grinders, you can't compare those to this situation. It's nowhere near residential areas, though those are. Like I said, been to every one. I will go to this pizzeria. Sounds great. All the other places, let's look at Frank's, the clubhouse, and the beach house. All have drinks and food. Well, I don't know if the clubhouse has food. And Red Crow. All of them are doing great right now. And they, you know, you can drink inside. It's fine. I didn't catch his name. He brought up the future. I mean, allowing this right now, there's a lot of undeveloped area over there, and I'm worried about what's going to come in. And they're going to say, well, 53rd Pizzeria is there. They had outdoor alcohol, so we'd like it too. And it seems like you're opening a door that doesn't need to be opened right now. I think the place can really survive with just an outdoor eatery. I eat at all the places, Olive Tree, Sensation, outside in the summer, you know, everything. I think it'll do great, but I don't think we need to allow the alcohol outside. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
My name is Mike Porter. I'm at 2558 Lindenwood Drive, next door neighbor to Tyler. I guess I got to echo Tyler's comments, and I've been a resident here since 1984, and I moved in this house in 1991, and I believe there was an ordinance in Bettendorf. Just want to remind the board here that I believe there isn't allow for sale of liquor next to residential. I believe that is an ordinance, but I guess precedent has been set, you know, with Frank's, you know, with Sensations and some of the others that have started along residential routes. But I guess just want to make that a comment. We started with that years and years ago, but you guys allowed the variance, and it's beginning to continue. I will attend this pizzeria. I've also been a person that frequents Pines from time to time. But I do want to say I echo their concern about noise levels late at night when there's outside activity. Right now, it's at the clubhouse. I got to say, Tyler and I live next door. You can go out on your porch at night, and up till about 1 or 2 in the morning, you hear people coming outside. They're drinking. They're smoking. There's people in the parking lot. That's a concern of mine, particularly being a neighbor and next to a facility that does serve alcohol. But if they're, you know, if they are inside, it does help it. But people still do come out and smoke and talk and do raise some heck every now and then. People skid with their cars at night, you know, with quick exits and entries. You know, and like the lady here said, you know, we do have kids around. You know, I'm not so sure that's a nice way to have a business next door that has liquor next to residential to begin with, but for safety reasons. But so be it. You've allowed it to vary the variance before. But I will say this, you know, I think the gentleman's going to put a fine establishment in. I don't worry about that, but I do want to say I disapprove of an outdoor facility selling liquor. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, Mark, you have another comment?
Mm-hmm.
I understand what all four of these people are saying, and there are some valid points, but just a couple things I want to let them know. First of all, we're not going to, I won't allow my business to be operated, and nothing against the clubhouse people. AJ and Chris are good people, but I won't allow my staff, my people that are running it, run a business like that. We're not going to, we're comparing apples to oranges. I'm just, and I know she's angry at me or whatever, but honestly, it's going to be apples to oranges. It really is. I run a different type of program. I know that the gentleman in the yellow shirt said it's a, he's referring to the C2 area as a residential area. It's not a residential area. That is C2 commercial. I understand there's residential around it, but it's, if I'm correct, it's zone C2. I mean, this is, we're not, I'm not asking for anything really out of the ordinary except for the alcohol being outside. To me, if you're allowing any outdoor sales anywhere with alcohol or without alcohol, the volume is going to be pretty similar. And like I said, this isn't going to be a bar. You know, I'll be honest, pints outside at night in the summer, it does get a little loud, but they're also, you know, it's strictly a bar. And it's different. It's really apples to oranges. I can't reiterate that anymore. The beach place, I thought when the beach place was Beaver's East, they had an outdoor area where you could eat and drink. I may be wrong. I was there when they had the outdoor area, and I was almost positive that we had beers out there.
There is on the north side adjacent to the drive. You might even
see it on there.
Be able to see the concrete on the north side of the building. There it is, yeah.
And when it was the steak place, they had it as well. There was an outdoor area where you could eat and drink alcohol and food. So I'm not trying to, I'm not asking for anything more than other people have been granted. It is in a Caddy's, you're correct. It's not, I mean, they've got the outdoor stuff. It just so happens Caddy's is now by a residential multi-use family. You know, there's a 70 units right in their backyard. And that's, I mean, they're apartments, but it's still, there's still residential right there. That's really about it. I guess it's just pretty simple, I think, but we'll see. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments? Any questions from the board?
I think the comment I would have is I appreciate all the good input from the applicant as well as the folks that were against the petition. My personal feeling is I frequent, just like everybody, we've all been over to your place, we've been to Pints, and so I'm familiar with that establishment, and recognize that it tends to be pretty loud over in Pints. And I understand you're trying to make the case that this place will not be the same kind of setup as over in Pints, so I appreciate that. I also recall that we've had lots of conversations about this whole area, most recent being with McDonald's and people getting all worried about the intercom noise, let alone outside drinking and that related kind of restaurant noise associated with that. Then we've talked about the beach house several times. We've talked about the clubhouse. When we addressed the clubhouse, we addressed that we denied the petition for an outside drinking on both sides of the clubhouse, not just the back side up against the residential side. And so I think we've kind of set, at least in my mind, we've set, precedence is too strong a word, but we've set the direction that we're, at least I'm reluctant about starting down the path of opening this up to outdoor liquor and drinking after hours. And after hours to me, somebody said 10 o'clock to me, after 10 o'clock, that's kind of where my line is as well. And recognize that once we agree, whatever we agree on tonight is going to set the stage for not only your ownership, but whoever owns this bar after you sell it. And you've already acknowledged that you are in the business of buying and selling businesses and growing your operation. And so it's not unlikely that in some period of time you'll sell this and then we have to deal with the next owner. And so as far as the inside restaurant operation and drinking, we've already set that direction and precedence, and I don't personally have any problems. As far as the outdoor drinking, I'm against that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to go back to that comment. As far as me buying and selling businesses, that's true, but I don't know. It's a case-by-case scenario. I've got six right now.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, so I sold. What I did in Harrington's is I started it up. I brought an operator in, and I said I would sell it to him. So I stuck to my word, and I did that. Now, that I don't think should have any bearing on this decision, to be honest with you.
But what does have a bearing is that whatever we grant tonight carries on to the next owner.
Yeah, and that person needs to follow the rules just like anybody else, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least the way if I'm told to do something in a business sense, and if I go and sell it to them, I mean, that's in the contract. You either do it the way the city has said it, or you get shut down. I mean, it's pretty black and white. Now, as far as the after hours aspect, I'm not opposed to saying, hey, you know what? We can sit out there, and then at 10 o'clock, you pull it, just like in Elmer's. On the weekdays, we've got to pull it at 10 or 11, whatever it may be, and on the weekends, it's 11 or 12. I don't know. But that's, and then the police are there. If you're there 5 minutes after and anybody's out there drinking, you get a ticket. You get three tickets. You lose your liquor license for a year. So it's not like, oh, we can stay out there till 10, or you can stay out there until, you know, 10:15. It's 10 o'clock. And if it's not cleared of all alcohol, then it's my license. If I lose my license, I lose a big part of that business up there, 50% of the income. So I think that's, like I said, I'm willing to work. I'm not asking for a carte blanche. You know, we're going to stay open till 10. I don't even know if we'll be open. It's more, like I said, it's more of a restaurant. I think we'll be closing closer to 10 during the weekdays, maybe 11 on the weekends or 12. But I have no issue saying, all right, let's go until, if you allow us to go until 10, I think that's fair. I think we can come up with a compromise. And then I just think there's, I don't want to see the door shut completely. I mean, let's try to work out a compromise where I've got rules that I need to follow. And you know, if I can't say that I'll keep the business, but I live a mile and a half away. I mean, it's close. I love this pizza that I'm bringing to town. So I may keep this one longer, you know, as I may keep Pints and Davenport and the other ones. So it really is a case by case study. And it just depends on how hard my operator works, too.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sure, go ahead. You got to move that time.
Again, I live at 2607 Heather Glen Circle across the street on the north side. The ability to come and discuss this and place arguments before a group that's going to have to decide, that's essential part of being in the community. And so making an argument is not necessarily a sticking point, you know, one wants to pull for the winner or loser. In this regard, however, I would have to say in response to your presentation of your thoughts that that was as good as I can think anyone can express what a resident of that neighborhood actually is feeling at this point, that it does step over the line if you grant the outside. I'm sitting there saying I object to the idea of another tavern in our neighborhood. that's where I start the discussion. It says I don't like the idea of having another food place, another tavern in our neighborhood where there's far too many, in my opinion. And number two, the idea of thinking that there's going to be more traffic of that type late at night with people drinking and all this associated with people having a good time in that location in the residential proximity that we're in is not, if I'm not for it. So the idea that somehow the folks who are here from the residential area has slipped into the idea that, oh, a business has got to go there,
mm-hmm.
that we're already there. I'm not there, but for the sake of all our past history, a commercial business is going to be in there. But to go to the next extreme of a liquor license or an alcohol license, I'm not for it. And then certainly not for the outdoor at all. So just to rebut what
Thank you.
The argument was.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
I have a question for Bill or John. Can this be restricted to this one owner, or does this go on continuously?
Well, special uses, if it's sold. You could make conditions upon that if you're going to make a special use for whatever you're thinking of, that it is for the pizzeria use here, and if this use discontinues, that special use would have to be revisited by the board or discontinues. You've often placed conditions upon approvals and decisions that you've made.
After a while, then you'd know the operation and you'd know what the conditions were from the outside sales.
I'd keep in mind, of course, we're getting into the winter season here, so I know in the past you've put six-month conditions on them and had us revisit. I'm not sure we'll get a good feel for what this business is in the next 6 months. So, but yes, you've done that in the past, and you've brought them back after a certain period of time to review.
Let me ask my fellow members here, does anybody have any comments or objections to the second part of this 11071, which is just basically a food and liquor establishment? Can we? So I'd like to make a motion to approve case 11071.
Is that the special use for the
special use permit to allow bar, cocktail lounge, and tavern
indoor?
Indoor.
So talking about at this
correct
point. Okay.
And I appreciate, sir, your comments about another store, but it is a C2, and when you bring in eating establishments, most often they're related to some kind of alcohol consumption.
Right. Okay, you made a motion to approve case 11071 to allow a bar, cocktail lounge, and tavern.
I'll second. Go ahead.
Dave?
I'll second. Yep.
We have a motion. It's been seconded to approve case 11071. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion's carried to approve case 11071.
I'll make a motion to approve case 11070 at 2561 53rd Avenue, subject to the current owner. And if it's sold, it has to come back to the board for another review.
Would that allow drinking outside, though?
Mm-hmm. That would allow drinking outside. Would you put a time limit on that, like we were speaking
well,
to 10
p.m.? Well, if he says 10 o'clock, you know, most people aren't going to sit out there after 10 o'clock if he's closed.
I think we need to stipulate
that. We can do that.
Okay, well, 10 o'clock would be fine.
Actually, I would submit in a neighborhood, if they're planning on closing at 10, I guess I would like to submit for consideration 8 o'clock as a time, except for Friday and Saturdays, which would go to 10 o'clock when he's talked about the chance of maybe closing at midnight. So that would mean alcohol consumption theoretically outside would theoretically be cut off 2 hours before they actually closed the business based on the times that we, you know, were. And again, I realize those are hypothetical times at this time, but I'm just saying 2 hours before closing, but not to exceed maybe 8 or 10. Then that pretty much most neighborhood activities, you know, nighttime activities at 8 o'clock at night, if all your neighbors are quiet, you live in a pretty quiet neighborhood. I got good people mowing lawns after 8 o'clock at night.
So Dave, for me to make sure I understand, you're suggesting that we'd modify Norm's proposal and stipulate that the outdoor alcohol consumption would stop at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. on, except for Friday and Saturday.
And then it would be 10 p.m.?
It'd be 10 p.m.
And then the hours of operation could actually
Whatever the city allows for hours.
Well, and they can continue outside eating.
They continue outside eating. It would just be alcohol consumption and service that would be disallowed after
those hours. If a patron came in at 7 o'clock on a summer day where it gets dark at 9:15,
on a Thursday, they have to be forewarned that the patio is going to be closing in for alcohol in an hour.
Yes, I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at is just a way to compromise with the neighbors and still allow the business to have the opportunity to
serve outside.
To serve outside, but with the least amount of injury, if you will, to the neighbors.
I guess my comments are is that both suggestions are going in a direction that's favorable to the neighborhood and I believe to the city as well. And I like that. I like your approach is what you're suggesting. Personally, I think once we step down the path of having outdoor liquor in this area any more than what's already been established over at the beach house that right now is inaccessible and is not going to be used, I think going any further than that is counterproductive. And once you kind of stick your toe into the water, it kind of tends to grow on you for either on this particular situation when the applicant or the next owner comes to us saying, can I increase the time for these reasons? And you just edge your way up into a situation you really didn't want to get into in the first place. Or we start a precedence where the next establishment in that area says, well, they've got a liquor license, like somebody said earlier, they've got a liquor license, why can't I? And my situation's a little different. And so for those reasons, I'm reluctant about approving that part of it. But I appreciate what you're doing as a compromise. I'm not faulting it. I just think it's where my head is.
Okay.
Can I ask for clarification? The beach house. What is their outdoor? They have no outdoor facility at this time. Is that correct?
I haven't been there.
They got their approval for their outdoor use area with their site plan approval process and went through Planning and Zoning Commission, City Council. Whether they've ever utilized it, I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe the neighbors can. But I know that the approval of the use has been approved.
And the use being outdoor or serving food outdoor.
My recollection is that they could serve their food and alcohol outdoors.
And that would be on the north side.
That would be an extension of, but this was back when it was Beavers. But that stays with the property unless it's conditioned to just one owner, such as Mr. Vollinger has suggested now.
Okay, we have a comment.
I was just stating that actually Beavers, he sponsored our softball team for 4 or 5 years. We were there every Thursday. They'd never had outdoor activity at Beavers East or Northwoods Grill, and they still haven't at Beach House. I talked to the owner, and he was mentioning that it would be a covered area at some point for additional seating for overflow for wait, if there's a wait to sit down. That's what he was saying, telling me just 2 weeks ago we were in there. But I don't remember any outdoor activity ever at Beavers East, and I don't remember a beach house meeting, if there was one, to allow them to have alcohol outside.
Yeah, I think there was. We approved that. What, didn't we at the beach house?
It was approved for Beavers East when the approval sticks with the property.
Yeah.
So it was approved when Beavers East went up there originally.
Yeah.
Which was 10 years ago.
But it's also
for
a specific location on the property.
Yeah.
And if
so, it isn't designed right now to facilitate an outdoor establishment. Not that they can't modify their business.
And it's approved for the north side.
North east side. Yep, northeast corner.
And so they've already been. It goes with the property, so therefore they are. If they should next summer wish to install a canopy or whatever and have a outdoor version, primarily an eating establishment that serves alcohol, there's a bar in there.
Mm-hmm.
They have the they already have the approval to be outdoors with their food, with mm-hmm. their drinks, mm-hmm. served with their food, and there's no to our knowledge at this point, there's no conditions on how late they can be out there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Can I just ask that, you know, rather than recollecting, we just be sure that's true? Because I've attended every meeting, and I just don't remember when we were going through the Beaver Z situation that we did pass a variance for outdoor liquor. I know we had indoor liquor and food, but I don't remember that to be the case at all. So before you guys make your decision based on somebody already having a variance, you know, for that activity, and then, you know, allowing the pizzeria to have that, I was just wanting to make sure that we see that, because I've attended every meeting here, and I know a lot of my neighbors have. We just don't recollect that to be true.
That is a two-step process. Number one is the approval from the city, and the second is the approval from the state on the liquor license. So if you get the approval from the city and you haven't pursued that from the state to get the outdoor service on the liquor license, then two different things. But to your point, Mike, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody with any outdoor service at either Beaver's or the Northwood Steakhouse or the Beach House at this point.
Okay, we do have a motion on
this
the
This would
table.
Be approved on the basics as a present owner for one and for the hours of operation on the other. Is that correct?
And the hours are
operation,
as Dave?
2 hours before closing time.
Shut down sales of alcohol 2 hours prior to closing.
Well, actually,
well, I had eight
my recommendation was for 8 o'clock every night except for Friday and Saturday.
Motion.
And the hours of, because the hours of normal business could vary greatly, not just the 2 hours. I picked the 2 hours just based on the,
okay.
the 10 and the 12.
Okay. All right. So basically, they shut off the alcohol outdoors at 8 p.m. every day except Friday and Saturday, which would be 10 p.m.
That's
your
what
suggestion.
I was asking to discuss.
You want to include that in your motion?
Yes, I'll include that in the motion.
Okay. We have a motion then to approve it. Subject to sale of alcohol being restricted to 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday, including Sunday, and then Friday and Saturday till 10 o'clock. That's the motion. Okay, any further discussion?
Does the applicant have the, he is able to come back after a certain amount of time and request a review of this decision, or... I guess without knowing exactly what we have over at the Beach House for sure, I just have a slight level of discomfort about treating one business differently than what an existing business might have. That's my only concern. So if the Beach House,
yeah, we seem to be a little inconsistent if we allow one and not another, but
because
in
they,
that same area.
And we don't know for sure, correct, whether you know, whether or not it's ever been done doesn't mean that it couldn't be possible. Just because Beaver's East, I mean, I don't mean to be brutal, but they did not have a whole lot of business, so it would not surprise me if they were rather quiet outside. Beach House could be a little bit different, and if they were to start something up, if they do have the special use, I have a level of discomfort that we're treating two businesses in the same district differently.
In the past, you've looked at all of these individually. The latest one that you looked at was, of course, the golf place, the clubhouse. And as an individual case, you look at their proximity to the residences. Mm-hmm. You look at the proximity of where they want to have the outdoor service as opposed to where those residences are. and individually you determine that, well, the clubhouse wanting to have that outdoor service directly up against the backyards of the residents was not appropriate. So you've looked at these individually as to their separation from the residential areas, and what was appropriate in one area maybe wasn't in the other, and you've made those determinations in the past.
However, in comparison, comparing the beach house location, and if they were to establish an outdoor seating area with food and liquor on the northeast side of the building, that to me is in closer proximity to the people on Linwood. Is it Linwood?
Yes, Lindenwood.
It's directly on the north side, isn't it, Bill?
On the north side.
Yeah, it's directly on the north side.
Okay, so yes. That would be in greater closer proximity to Lindenwood Drive, yep, than, say, this particular establishment. And although it's still visible, it may not be visible in the future once that north plot gets developed to the, is it Heather Glen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm comparing proximities and visibility, I see them as being similar. The clubhouse having a facility right abutting somebody's backyard is quite more, I would consider that much more intrusive.
And they wanted the outdoor service area on the side that the houses were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was right up against it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would consider that very obtrusive to a current resident. So I guess that was my question, I guess, is could we verify that? Is there any reason we need to, we know where everybody's leaning, but would we be able to table this and come up with the answer to that question? Or unfortunately, that would mean everybody would have to
specifically
come back.
Related to Beavers East?
You could refer this to the next meeting. We've already passed
the initial motion.
Yeah, the special use to allow alcohol being served indoors. We can table this until we review it with the staff and make the next decision at our next meeting, too, so you'll know specifically what those requirements were at Beavers East or at the Ocean.
So, Bryce, your feelings are that if there is already approval granted to the people that own the property of Beach House, that they can go ahead and have an outdoor alcohol facility, then what you're saying, that would influence your decision to how you would vote tonight?
As I see those two businesses, I see them being very similar. Now, another option would be is if the applicant wanted to go ahead and we pass a motion with the restrictions that you've mentioned, that if it would come to light, if we verified that they had this special use at the beach house and he wanted to bring it before the board again, he could do so.
So, John, that would be the question is that can he come back and request later a waiver of or an additional change to the motion, however we end up deciding tonight?
Well,
I would
assuming
say yes.
That you pass something, and that's I'm just going to go from that route, yes. If you deny, then the answer is no, he'd have to wait for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But we could pass a motion tonight, the motion stated, and you mentioned that we've sometimes brought in another review after 6 months or so, something like that.
It's not been unusual at all. You've done that frequently. Well, okay. You've done that several times, I should say.
It's not unique.
Other than I would say if you're going to modify the
the existing motion here, that for what John said is true, is let's do it for a year.
Right, to get through a season.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Now we need to amend.
The amendment.
The amendment to not allow alcohol for a year or allow it for a year?
Oh, I would say, I would amend the motion that's on the table that, to say that the applicant, how would I approach that? That they can come back and review for a review in a year to review the restrictions, such as the hour restrictions or some such thing like that. So if it moves to 9 o'clock, or maybe he doesn't.
I've got a quick question to that. So what you're saying is if you amend this or take this amendment and it's a 10 o'clock and 8 o'clock curfew, let's say, and then we find out that the beach house has no parameters. I mean, if they can come in and they can do it, whatever. Is that what you're looking at there? So they're
since I don't know what the beach house is going to be allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Since I see them as being similar, mm-hmm. the two businesses in similar proximity to various homes, and I hate to treat them differently, being in the same development and similar proximity to the local residences,
mm-hmm.
without really knowing what the beach house has. I don't know.
Sure.
I think Bryce, with the weather conditions moving on towards winter,
mm-hmm.
I think you're probably better off just tabling it and reviewing it and making your decision at the next meeting in December. That way you'll know.
Look, then I've got it. I mean, I guess it's not a big deal, but I'm on a, if I'm going to do this, I want to know, and not that I've got any power in saying it, but I liked Mr. Falk's option of the 10. I don't like the 8. I would prefer just to go 10 across the board, and then we don't need to review it. We can go a year or whatever and see what the beach has, and you guys can decide on that. I think it in the summertime, it's going to be tough to – I'm going to be put in a position, or my operator's going to be put in a position where someone comes in at 7 and they want to sit outside. It's a small – inside, it's a small, quaint little place. We're only going to have 45 to 60 seats. So if we add 20 outside, and if you go to a restaurant and you sit down at 7 and have a glass of wine with your wife or your significant other or whatever, and they say, all right, we've got to take that wine or we're going to have to move your table inside and there's nobody inside, it's going to be a logistical nightmare for me. I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth, but, you know, if we could just say across the board 10 o'clock, and even if the beach house or whatever has got the option to go till midnight or whatever, I'm willing to look at it for a year and come back to you and see if you're willing to change it at that point. And quite honestly, I don't think I'll be open until April anyways. It's going to be a four-month build-out. And if this were to pass today, I mean, we're going to start demo Monday. If we're not, then I'm looking at changing the lease and less tax dollars coming into the city and whatnot. So, it's one of these snowball effects where if you're going to vote on it, whatever you decide is fine. If you vote on it to pass it or not, whatever. I just hate to table it till December and then the holidays if you don't have a quorum. I mean, I could see this dragging on. And quite honestly, I don't know if I'm willing to commit to postpone it. Does that make sense without...
Well, we can put certain conditions on it. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, our research is going to be fairly quick, I think. Obviously, it won't be until next week because tomorrow's a holiday, but can check with Sherry and see what the conditions were on the liquor license for Beaver's East, the liquor license for the Northwoods, and a new liquor license for the beach house. And if any of those had outdoor service, then that means that outdoor service.
I'd like to give them the chance to start the operation and come back in a year after we know what's happening up there, that he can stay open till 10 o'clock and forget about the other conditions, other than it applies to only one owner, this owner. If he sells it, then it has to come back here for another review.
Can I just mention that's the whole reason I showed up here tonight, because I was worried about the future, opening the door, allowing this, and we've proven it by worrying about the situation with the beach house and not just the pizzeria. If we're already thinking about, well, if they can do it, you know, that's exactly what I was worried about. The huge unopened, undeveloped area, it's all going to come in, it's all going to snowball. I already believe there's going to be, with the McDonald's coming in there, I don't like bringing that up, but with the McDonald's coming in there, do you ever see just one fast food place anywhere? They all come as a group. We open it up, outdoor, drinking. They can do it, they can do it, they can do it. We can too. Or if you say no, why can't we if they can? You've already looked at that, and that's how it's going to be. That's just, I don't know. That's what I was going to say. I remember now.
I would also, because we are revisiting all our arguments, come back and say also, I'm not terribly pleased with the discussion about the proximity issue. I can tell you right now, my property line is probably closer to that table that's going to be on the outside than the property that's directly behind the beach house now, because the restriction was for there, and there were not people happy about that, by the way, that they would be on the north side opposite, so that there would be a roof and everything to project the noise away from that housing area. And so if you were to stipulate that, the beach house has it, they don't just have it. They have it, if they do have it, with a stipulation about the taking into consideration where the activity is going to be and what the impact on the neighborhood would be, and to make special arrangements to place that at a place where it's best away from how it can do harm to the neighborhood. Likewise, we have not had any of that discussion here. That place is going to be on opposite our neighborhood. The noise is going to be into our neighborhood. If it's on the backside, then all of a sudden it starts to be a discussion like beach house, where it's projecting elsewhere. Then you've got the other neighbors who are in line. And what's to keep anybody from developing an outside that is bigger than what it is currently today? Well, you put restrictions that say you cannot create anything larger than the three-table area. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to shoehorn in a business that does not necessarily fit where the residential and community area wants to go. And it's going to be problematic. And I would say, please take that in consideration, that how far do we extend to make something go, and why are we doing it?
In regard to that comment, I guess we've already approved a special use permit to allow the business to sell alcohol indoors. Yeah, right.
And he's also allowed, the business is also allowed to serve food currently,
yeah,
outdoors, just not alcohol.
Well, this is for the outdoor operation.
Yeah.
The only thing on the table right now is whether or not we allow outdoor serving of alcohol.
I guess the way it's worded is operations, so that would be food or alcohol at this point.
Yeah. And with the condition to come back in a year for review.
No, they can serve food.
They don't need a special approval to serve food out there.
They can serve it's only food. Alcohol then.
Yes.
All right.
They're expanding it to include alcohol.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you choose.
All right. Well, we do have a motion.
Mm-hmm. I think it was motioned and seconded, yes.
Yes, and it's been seconded by Dave. And we've had discussion. Any further discussion? So we can.
So just make sure I'm clear. 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and review it 1 year.
Restricted to the current owner. I also have.
And the current owner. That's right.
Did we amend that for 10 p.m. across the board, or is it still 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.?
As the motion stands, it's still 8 and 10, so I can understand it.
That's what I understand.
All right. Mm-hmm. No, it's...
No, you can't.
Okay, it's currently at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Okay? Can we have...
Could I propose an amendment of 9 o'clock on weekdays?
Sure, you can do that.
I do see the point of...
You're looking at me, I'm against it. I'm going to vote no.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking.
My reason being, if we're going to approve it, it does make a good point that during outdoor operations, it's usually in the summertime, and it usually does not get dark until nearly 9:30 some for part of that, for the part of the summer. And it's very frequent that at a restaurant you would come in at 7 o'clock, and it might spill over past 8 o'clock if somebody were to order a pizza and a drink. Okay. You don't have to. I'm going to propose the amendment.
Change to your motion?
I'll second that. Second an opposition.
The 9 o'clock across the board.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Except for 10 o'clock on the weekends.
On the weekends, 10 o'clock.
Okay, 9 and 10 then, instead of 8 and 10.
Instead of 8 and 10.
All right.
By the case.
Just to clarify, it's 9 o'clock except for Friday and Saturday, 10. Is that what we're saying?
That's what I understand.
Thank you.
And we should have a roll call.
Falk?
Aye.
Howe?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Stelk?
Aye.
Folliger?
Aye.
Okay, and that's for review in a year or two, Martha. All right.
We're going to review it in a year, period.
The staff will bring it up. It'll be triggered by the staff, and you'll get a notice on it, I assume.
Right.
All right. Anything else to come before the board?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe I could do credit from the staff thanking you for your, not years, but decades of service. And I didn't want this to pass without thanking you for everything you've done for the board.
Well, thank you. It's been a quick multiple decades, I guess. So I appreciate that, John.
A couple of comments. One, I think I was going to add,
how
John.
Has it been 40 years you've been on the board?
I don't think it's been 40,
32?
But
I think it's 40.
What's that?
You were chairman 69. For about 32, weren't you?
I guess. I've lost track, to tell you the truth. I don't know that it's been 40, but it's close. No.
And Tom has gotten the same pay every year for the last.
That's why I'm retiring now.
And stay on the process.
Saving it up.
Well, no further business to come before the board, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.